Yes, the 13th of March 1978, carrying on from the end of the other C90 tape. Use the remarks that Dummy makes in the Sparkle, the Philosophical Basis, Intuitions, Technologic, in the introduction, in your characterization of the notion of holistic conception of meaning, holistic conception of the meanings of mathematical statements. The talk of about sentences, compare rather as an understanding of how to handle fundamental notions, techniques of the fundamental definitions and notions with which the fundamental theory supplies us. In the case of C. Mabry about C. Mabry's remarks about set theory, informal intuitive set theory, as well as the formalized version, and particularly the notion of functional correspondence, and certain notions being a mutual revision and in mutational revision, reflecting commitment to a particular view, with general abstract kind of structure which would make intelligible practice, reflecting commitment to a particular some principle of the human ontology, a particular kind of intelligibility of the ontology. I see the remarks made in about the notion of individuality, a notion well-formed, a notion of individual in having a clear notion of individual in the sense discussed by Hooker. Compare the remarks and Kant Warden to reject the way in which he appears to regard the relationship of, that is to say, he Hooker appears to regard the relationship between conceptual structure and mathematical formalism of the theories. Must go through all the things that Pleas and the others were saying in John's place this afternoon. Moving on to a somewhat different tack, see what Wheeler has to say on page 290 of his article from Mendeleev's Atom to the Collapsing Star. The arena for the quantum dynamics of geometry is superspace, superspace viewed as the arena for the quantum dynamics of geometry. It is forced on physics by the union of the quantum principle and standard Einstein geometric dynamics. The mathematical framework is already understood in borderline land today. It requires some augmentation in order to accommodate the quantum fluctuations and topology of space that seem inescapable at the Planck scale and distances. But the kind of mathematics we are operating within, see what Dirac says about the way that we adapt and accommodate our mathematical notions on the basis of a set of axioms, the fundamental notions, as it were, taken from, which are not in any way responsible to conceptual structure involved in guiding our interpretation of the mathematical formalism. Compare remarks by Hooker in his article about global view of theories. Also viewed in the context of superspace gravitational collapse appears as a probabilistic process of discovery. Compare Hooker's remarks about probability calculi and atomism. Compare the remarks which he makes at the end of this article about and of course the informal language he uses about some ground down into geometry. And the idea of collapse is giving incentive to consider the vision of Einstein that every particle is constructed out of geometry. The idea here is of dynamics or space itself as necessary for building a particle. Here the notion of the dynamics of space itself seems to be plugged into, for instance, Graves' remarks about the notion of dynamical properties of space involving non-local characteristics, the relationship between non-local and local characteristics of a kind which seems to postulate a thoroughly Hegelian monistic ontology, but the monistic ontology appears to postulate in this context is of course ignored when we view space itself as a redundant notion in the context of superspace. Compare the language of the monistic ontology with a remark about the idea of space-time as a grand catalogue, which every event stands in relations on before, after, and so on, related to the notion of signal space. They compare their marks by point set topology in Isham in QG75. There seems to be something of a confusion here. The indebtedness of Wheeler's way of thinking to the monistic picture she hasn't yet jettisoned. In jettisoning it, of course, and we no longer come up against problems, the quite mistaken problems of the kind that seem to arise if we query the notion of theoretic basis for treating models, relationship between the models of our two theories in the way that you discuss somehow already embodying expressive commitment to a particular view of the kind of ontology, the principle of intelligibility of the relationships between properties in the broadest possible sense, the way that they hang together, compare Boob's view of quantum theory as a principal theory of logical structure, but compare, as it were bought at the expense of an unintelligible ontology, compare principle of intelligibility with ontology in Berm, and is against the sort of demands and effects on mathematics. Pair also particularly what's said about the lifetimes of these various particles in view of as involving perhaps a necessity to examine some notion of closed topology of time, completely closed topology of time, but the idea of fundamental notions of mathematics as being responsible to our conceptions that we form about the ways in which the properties of systems hang together in the most general sense, particularly the principles of coherence of the ontology, the kind of ontology that we're prepared to accept, that is, we can't accept at all. A closed topology is against open topologies, is just only one possible mathematical structure, one two alternative properties, sets alternatives amongst sets of properties which amongst alternatives which are specified, particularly specification alternatives specify the sense in which the alternative pairs specify completely in terms of the existing mathematical formalism, in terms of the fundamental way the fundamental notions of that related to the foundational system in which the whole thing can be reconstructed. See Maybury, compare that with Sachs's claims about the relationship between nonlinear and linear. See Wheeler's remarks on page 298 in the footnotes of his article from Mendeley's Atom to the Collapsing Star, remarking that topology is studied in modern context does not deal with points individually, but with collections of sets, called collections of points. They will never understand the facts to the shadows, one deals with any individual point as such. One recognizes certain relations that might otherwise seem obvious, really require proving along such lines as those spelled out in Kelly's general topology. This recognition is, in fact, precisely this way of talking. So we're not dealing with points as abstract particulars whose relations as it were constitute the conception, lead to the conception of see Dummett's remarks about conforming the conception of the domain of objects over which we quantify, rather the domain of objects over which we quantify a conception we form them is given to us by our foundational theory, the principles of structure that we actually employ in the mathematics. Thought that the concept of set lies deeper than the concept of point, in some sense, which is significant for a conceptual grasp of the relationship between the ways and the properties of these objects as well as abstract particulars go together. It has brought up, it doesn't seem to have brought out significance of the recognition that the concept is set like deeper than the concept of point is having nothing to do with the notion of one concept is lying deeper than another in the sense of the conceptual structure of descriptive language, the ways in which the ontology is related to the ontology of the theory, but rather precisely the level of abstraction of mathematical organization of the theory, the level of mathematical maturity and sophistication, the Hilbertian ways, in fact, so in point set topology, the concept of set is likely from the points, but pairs, for instance, they are trying to do topology without, we can do it without points, using just sets. Purely set theoretic specification, for instance, specification of the separation of points in the sense discussed by Wheeler, see Alexander, lattice Alexander of topologies, but do it purely in terms of combinational complexes, but compare rather the way in which Boehm considers the points. There might be something lying deeper than the concepts of points as forming open neighborhoods and systems of open neighborhoods, and that is to say the simple axes, the notions of this were multiplex, not themselves explicated with respect to say, theoretic notions. Well, that's, you reject that completely. For instance, footnote 61, there's an infinitude of ways to make a small deformation in a three geometry, and yet leave its representative point on a leaf. There's a higher order of infinity in the numbers of ways to deform. Its representative point moves off the leaf into the surrounding and no portion of superspace. Just concerned with the canonical, incidentally, notion of superspace, just that, which arose in the name for the content of the ADM canonical formulation of GR, purely canonical formulations, it lends itself to finding canonically conjugate momentum quantities which lend themselves to quantization. And in doing that, the fact of the role of, the informal conception of signal as against the lack of the notion of signal as being unintelligible in quantum mechanics becomes completely irrelevant. We just deal with the whole thing in terms of mathematical forms, and mathematical forms itself, which relies on ultimately for fundamental notions, and this is C. Mabry. On notions of set theory, they're themselves reflecting a commitment to conceptualization. Well, in what if the notion of concept of set, lying deep in the concept of point, connection with the thought that the concept of set lies connection, deep in the concept of point in topology. That's not really in terms of the kind of free geometry in which every point is attached to, is somehow connected with some other point. Deeper level connection of this is postulated in terms of monistic connection very early history to the universe and possibly come back together in any way. The identity of particles is established by there being reflections of the one universe, and their notion of deep light global structure. Which is it contains allows us to express the way in which the unfolded in all of the global structure finds its expression in the morphic conception of identity, the way in which structures of different of particular sorts lasting forms within arise or within the sort of structure of the overall global structure that's not in the sense provided for by a view of the relationship between the values of the variables and thought of as varying over domains in the actual world. Compare the notion of every notion of variation is related to every limited by a notion of constancy, and every notion of constancy is the utility is limited by some notion of variation. The domain of variation is expressing the limit of variation in some way. This is a way related to the morphic conception of identity, the Lorvier's remarks, and the whole thing having as it were the expression pointing to the relationship between global and local sense of grace. Compare that has to be rejected altogether, although we can certainly use mathematical models to try and clarify our notions here. Mathematical models the Scott's remarks in his paper about the way in which we use mathematical models to clarify our notions, our grasp of certain notions, metaphysical notion of the principle of intelligibility of ontology, the way that our mathematics itself, mathematization might itself be involved to accommodate see Gray's remarks and also remarks in Byrne himself, and the earlier remarks on the other tape about the view of the relationship between the conceptual structure and the mathematical formalism that is touched on here. We have to reject the notion that every notion of constants is relative conceptually or perceptually as a limited case of variation. The undisputed value of such notions in clarifying variation is limited by their origin. We wish to say that our view of the relationship between functions and function value requires us to have the notion of structural correspondence between given members of a range of nodes, between the two givens, compare that with the role of function as a rule of correspondence, as that to which function can significantly be applied as a under conception of that as an instance of something more general. Possible course of values and variables, possible arguments of possible relationships between the values between functions and function values in some more general setting, but the form of the relationship between the values and the values of functions and function value between the functions and function values, relations between functions of extension as connected with a particular conceptual ontology which appears somewhat obvious has to be questioned, subject to questioning. That kind of questioning to which is subject here, we have to decisively reject that conceptual relationship between mathematical formalism and the conceptual structure and the kind of corrigibility to which it's held to be subject. If we want to seek a way to directly express the way in which C. Durant 1930, the conceptual structure was held to have the mathematics was held to have be required for the adequate modelling of these a notion arrived at by intuitive reflection on the ways that properties might hang together in the sense of abstraction discussed by Mabry in his footnote. Then we can use that to investigate such a notion, but it isn't particularly a fruitful investigation. However, we will go on and do something in this direction. There's a research program that's indicated, for instance, a non-linear sheaf theory, and so on, to compare what Peale said about non-linear sheaf theory in the sense in which sheaf theory is neither linear nor non-linear already. Finish off GB very quickly now and go on to detailed discussion of Domit's article about his remarks about having the formal conception of the objects as a totality, as that of which we can define disjunction values of the variables. That's the notion, of course, in probability theory, the notion that we, the high order infinity for the values of the ways in which the theory of the sort of 3G has been deformed, the formal language of deformation here leading us to think in terms of singles or continuous structures, the shape of which has altered an articulation of the world, which, as it were, not already segmented, does not come to us in formally segmented into individual entities here. Domit's remarks about Yes, certainly that's what Hogarth believes. He has remarks in about the overall theoretical schema that you have to reject, completely reject everything he says right the way through, and also Quine and Putnam's arguments as illusions on which they rest, to show how you can in fact extensionalize a scientific explanation using your existing formalism.
These next notes were made on the 14th of March, 12:30 midnight, in fact, on the morning of the 15th of March, 1978. And 48 hours later than the ones previous on this tape, which require detailed investigation, go through them. What you were just saying before on the earlier part of this tape, in fact, to investigate in detail the connection between extensionality and a scientific explanation. Some of the events of conceptual transitions, or transitions between one conceptual framework and another, under discussion in Perm, involving very general transitions in very general conception of kind of structure in terms of which the kind of structural relations in which the properties which form as intuitive prima facie subject matter of this is to say a qualitative characterization of the kinds of entities, the kinds of entities, processes, and structures of relationships between the kinds of entities and processes, and so on, which the in model of physical theory, in the sense of models in formal ontological hypotheses, postulates the conceptual structure of the descriptive language of the theory, postulates, and the principle of intelligibility, the ontology involved, and some very drastic fundamental revision of theirs at some very deep level. Argument that that might be involved. The claim that all this could be modelled in a completely extensional language. Question whether there are certain forms of a certain very general form of ontological commitment to a form of ontology, form for an ontology which an extensional language carries with it, which, as it were, couldn't, which might be subject, itself be subject to conceptual revision, or subject to revision in the light of acquisition of awareness of some of kinds of conceptual possibility, which seemed awareness of conceptual possibilities of the kind that seemed to be raised, apparently to be raised by some ways of viewing, for instance, the relationship between the conceptual and the mathematical aspects of inter-theory relations, and particularly of the relations of theories which both involved, implicated in the description of physical reality at a very fundamental level, see the introduction to QG75, but which have very different, apparently very different conceptual and apparently very disparate conceptual and mathematical structures, between which we need to effect unification, which both require to be superseded by some sort of more general successor theory, more fundamental and general than either of them. And when the subject matter on which that more general theory touches appears to involve, as some of what Putnam says, some Putnam's remarks seem to suggest, some cosmological relationship between questions about the global topological structure of time, for instance. So tie that in with the remarks which Spahn makes in his essay on Quine. That was one sort of opening set of remarks. Now, a completely different set of remarks is this, that we might quite legitimately set about testing the coherence of certain imaginative and intuitive ways of bringing together some very fundamental concepts of see the remarks which Berne makes. Might very well set about testing the coherence of new ways of viewing the relationship between those conceptual descriptive structures of languages of two theories of the accompanying the mathematical structures underlying two theories by means of modeling them inside the existing mathematical notions which appear to lend themselves to qualitatively speaking, intuitively speaking, appear to lend themselves to modeling the kind of very general qualitative features, aspects, qualitative aspects of the relationships of the postulated kind. So see Lorvier on this whole business about the domain of variation. Underlying Lorvier's speculation seems to be the idea that we might have some notion of the domain of variation of our metaphysical obiter dicta of the of the kind he makes when he talks about every notion of constancy being arrived at as the limiting case of a notion of variation and limited in its utility by that origin, in its utility and comprehensiveness by that origin. We should say rather that the notion of function corresponds itself. That is to say, the one-to-one mapping demands the notion of two constant structures of a constancy, the relationship between constant structures, the ranges of values for some function viewed as an abstract object determined by its argument value pairs. Thus exhibiting commitment to the form of ontology, if you like, the form of the principle of intelligibility of ontology, see Hooker, of the kind which the historical tradition in which the motivation underlying some of which I discern behind some of Lorvier's remarks stands is pains to show is corrigible. It's the Bradley notion of relations involving infinite regress and the kind of monism which is touched on by Graves, for instance, in his book. And this is based on a very mistaken idea, for instance, about the conceptual origins of our mathematical notions, important for their validation. But, so you see, for instance, the remarks about algebraic geometry, analytic geometry, that is, say, Cartesian geometry in Graves, about the kind of ontological opposition which is thought by those believing in the role of abstraction in the foundations of mathematics. Was just that its role in the correlation of properties in the postulation as well, higher level relationships between the, to say, some metaphysical properties, relationships between the kinds of property postulation as well, ontological significance in the opposition between the kinds of properties, categorizations of kinds of properties derived by abstraction from the kinds of properties involved in the characterization of the physical world, characterization of structures as static or dynamic. Anyway, passing over all this, what you want to do is to see how far you can actually model certain test for the coherence of certain intuitions, certain ideas about the ways in which properties might go together in the sense of the kind of abstraction discussed in Maybury. See Maybury. By the use of mathematical models drawn from a present range of mathematical structure. But the error is in supposing that things don't lie. What is notion is in supposing that these themselves mathematical structure might web themselves the axiomatic foundations of these might themselves be subject to revision in the light of the kinds of altered awareness of conceptual possibilities that might stem from this kind of in modelling of intentional within extensional notions. There seems to be a profound ambiguity in some of Putnam's remarks and a methodological incoherence in some of Putnam's remarks. As regards the kind of corrigibility which he envisages, mathematical structures as mathematical knowledge, intuition of structure in mathematics, as possessing such a corrigibility in our intuition of the kind of structure, corrigibility in our grasp of the kind of structure with which mathematics deals. Certain of his remarks about most abstract possible kinds of structure seem to suggest that. If so, what is the kind of conceptual awareness? What are the sources of the kind of conceptual alternatives which would require to be elaborated? What were the possible sources of the kind of conceptual alternatives which would need to be elaborated before we could regard that kind of the kind of intuition, a kind of conceptual, primitive conceptual basis, argument about the notion of the principle of intelligibility of ontology is accompanying the grasp on group primitive notions, Z, Maybury, fundamental sort of notions and techniques actually used in foundational theory.
in fact, shall argue that we do in fact have just such fundamental notions, that they are significant for ontology, and that they are not open to corrigibility and revision. Shall thus be arguing against the view which sees them as purely formalistic terms, as not embodying any content of any significance for the kind of comparison of the kinds of structure which we might think ourselves able to make intelligible. Shall show that rather the kind of conceptual alternative which towards which I think for instance Graves' gestures and a number of other authors which it's the coherence which can itself be made the subject of research program in Foundations Lawyer. We can be viewed as being the subject of a research program in Foundations, a possible research program in Foundations, can be shown to be in fact incoherent. Exactly earlier on, we were going to remark about if it's a test for coherence or investigate coherence on certain notions using mathematical notions, compare or indeed lend coherence to them if they do not possess it. Remedy lack of coherence if that can be. See, for instance, Bunge's. This is very much what Bunge seems to want to do, for instance, in his discussions of Mariology. It's also very much in line with Bunge's rather loose and not always very clearly motivated way of employing mathematical notions and mathematical structures which will lie ready to hand within the armoury of existing mathematics without reflecting at all on how those as an instrument of clarification of our metaphysical insights in exact philosophy, so-called exact philosophy, rather than, for instance, the way in which we might think about the distinction between morphic conception of identity and the substantival identity of the kind discussed in Hooker as being open to investigation of this kind, but the very notion of identity itself and functional correspondence, the kind of correspondence notion of identity which certain metaphysicians I think subject to questioning by Husserl and others, their questioning deriving from a faulty theory of concept formation of the kind that Frege criticized, see Dummett. It can only be made the subject of investigation by means of some mathematical models of the kind that we're discussing. Here, see examples from Bogart's book. If this itself leads on into questions about how the formulability of the kind of research program in the foundations of mathematics itself touches on questions about the relationship of fundamental theoretical physical desiderata to the mathematical expressions and the of the form of mathematical expression of the laws of fundamental theories, and how revision in one reflects the degree in which its conceptualization of a very fundamental general sort is already involved in the other, and how we might heuristically look around for the ways in which
our altered awareness of conceptual possibilities might fundamentally alter the kind of mathematization C involved in a fundamental physical laws. See Siegel's remarks and tie those in with Berm, and then object to Peth that it is with the organization of the subject matter, not with its fundamental, not with the fundamental notions involved in definition of structure itself that we're concerned with here. But the idea that there is a connection between the altered notion of identity and individuation that is argued accompanies a fusion of the atomic and plenum structures as discussed in Hooker and the Cantorian notion of soul intuition and underlying set theory. Forget about intuitions, all we're concerned with is the fact that we have a completely consistent theory. We have a consistency proof for it, and we can conduct the whole mathematics inside it. The idea that there is something more required than consistency is discussed in Putnam. Rests, of course, on a naturalistic conception of mathematics. Compare the formalistic conception. Still, there is the question touched on in Putnam. It is merely so sound methodology to hold same as some kind of meaningful revision until conceptual alternatives are elaborated, but there is nothing to which conceptual alternatives, as it were, no limit to the kind of conceptual alternatives that we can in principle elaborate to the range, to the level of which conceptual alternatives, to the level of fact of intuition of grasp on intuition of abstract, most abstract general kinds of structure, the kind of abstraction discussed by Mabry, to which alternatives cannot in principle be elaborated, might not be elaborated. That seems to be Putnam's view. If you're rejecting that because you do believe that we do have a grasp on the notion of functional correspondence, which is not open to revision, which is and which does in fact rule out some kinds of conceptual alleged conceptual tendencies, for instance, the kinds discussed by Berm and Scheer and Sachs and Scheer and Graves and Scheer, those to be incoherent. Discussing the kind of ambiguity which you discern in Putnam's position, he says that the exponents of quantum logic are in fact challenging logic. The contention is that we happen to live in a world which does not obey the laws of Boolean logic. Philosophy, physics and mathematics must come to terms with the fact that Boolean logic, with the hypothesis that Boolean logic is false of the logical relations between states of affairs, his italics. What might the consequences of such a thesis be? You, for instance, the metaphysical speculation, the notion of the form of relationships between the ranges of value of the variables of in the mathematical theories as a Boolean logic being present required in this elaboration of these. The idea of that form of relation is itself reflecting conviction about the world, kind of abstract, most abstract general possible kinds of structure, kind discussed in, touched on in the beginning of Putnam's article on mathematics, and it reflects itself in an error, Mabry would argue, in kind involved with the old fashioned notion of abstraction. And compared to Dirac's arguments about concepts, direct formulation of new kinds of concepts. Okay. again to page 76 of Putnam's article in Mathematics, Mathematics, Matter and Method. His remarks are rather obscure. For instance, quasi-empirical and empirical inferences support the claim that mathematics is largely true and place constraints on the interpretation under which it can be called true. Turning over now.